Accountability and discipline is all well and good. However, underlying those two things, it's kryptonite. Now, the kryptonite is the unconscious habits and programs and reactions that we have to certain things in our life that come in and take those two things of accountability and discipline away from us when we need them the most. Welcome back to the Uncaged Podcast. It's Andy. This is episode 21. Today is all about integrating accountability into just who we are so that we're not falling back into the old patterns of reactive, negative traits that get in our way and block us from doing the things we know we can do. It's not just about being accountable to yourself. It's not about trying to be disciplined. It's about integrating those two qualities of accountability and those discipline traits within ourselves so that it is just who we are when we go and do anything that's along the way chasing our goals. Since doing this work, I've had a lot of people come to me stuck. They're feeling like they cannot get beyond where they are. And when they feel this way, they tend to spiral out of control into feeling unworthy, self-pity, self-sabotage, destructive habits and behaviors that do not favor forward progression. And every time I hear the same things, these same situations, doesn't matter what it is, it's more the byproduct of how they end up feeling. I think about it and I remember back to when I was struggling with a multitude of layers of problems that would stop me from being my best self. It could have been back when I was struggling with money, feeling unworthy, having issues with anxiety, feeling down about myself, all of these things. When we have these kind of feelings and emotions, we need to look at why these things are occurring. Because it's all well and good to say, yep, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start being accountable. I'm going to be disciplined. If you don't address the underlying causes of what throw you off, you're a sitting duck along the way for the things that throw you off and make you struggle with accountability and discipline to maintain consistency. It's going to suck. You're not going to be able to continue going forward because you're always going to be sitting there waiting to be thrown off because you haven't looked at the things that are throwing you off. Now, I'm going to rant maybe a little bit today, but that's okay. It's fun. There's multiple things that we can use accountability and discipline for, obviously, as you know. Powerful, powerful things that they can help with is things such as addiction. Now, that's not always about drugs. That can be about our own feelings, choices, routines, and habits. We get addicted to certain routines in our life, and we just can't seem to part from them because we have some aspect within us that feels that we need them for some form of coping protection. And I just feel like if I can help talk about this today a little bit, you'll have the power of understanding and knowledge to apply within the process of when you go forward and attempt accountability for yourself and remain disciplined, you'll be able to catch yourself in the act. Catching yourself in the act is probably the biggest thing that you need to do when it comes to rewiring yourself if you struggle with accountability. Remaining disciplined and having accountability, we need to understand that we guide our own life. We're the steerer of the ship we sail. I know that sounds weird, but as we move forward in our life, all of our choices and things that we go to, we are choosing to do. When we're in the down state, we're struggling. When we're focused on all of the bad stuff that can go wrong, or we're feeling guilty about ourselves, just remember this. The way that habits work and the way that we program ourselves is through repetition. And why I make these videos is because I've been there and I've felt like I can't stop that process. And you feel helpless and you beat yourself up. But I've also been on the other side of it now, and I know what it feels like to have the same choices in front of me and understand enough to be able to overcome the feelings of anxiety that stop me, feeling depressed and guilty about actions I've done in the past. We have to remember that we have the familiar past of the things that we've always done, and that might include things that I was talking about feeling guilty about that past issue. And every time you rehearse it, you bring it into your present moment. Now, when we break free from the old programs that we're used to experiencing and acting and how we feel, how we speak and carry ourselves, we step into the unknown. Now, the unknown is filled with infinite possibility of creation, of who you can become. And that is where you build the new chapters away from the old programs that you do not prefer. So you've got your old, the one you know very well, the one that doesn't serve you, aspects about the past that you still hold on to that you need to let go of so that you can go to the future, creating the life and steering your life where you want it to go. I can repeat that 1,000 times, but I need you to understand that every time you revisit the memory of guilt and you revisit the feelings of anxiety and self-pity, depression through memory, and you go back and you try and reaffirm those feelings and emotions by looking for them in your present moment, it strengthens that memory, habit, and feeling. What we need to do, what we have to focus on with all of our energy when we're in the process of change, is not revisiting and fueling the anxiety, the guilt, the roadblocks that stop us. The more we focus on taking our attention away from the past and we put it into the possibility of the future, that's where we build the new life, where you can change the wiring of your habits. And this is why I always talk about habits. It's because you get away from the old focuses. You're constantly focusing on the old, and you place your attention on the possibility of the future. Possibility is infinite. And the more you rehearse the creation you have in your mind, if that be, I am disciplined, I have accountability to myself, and I stick to my own word and my promises, number one, that is a possible version of yourself that you can rehearse. That means the more you focus on those things and you act accordingly that match that vision, the chances of them becoming your reality is extremely high. Now, when you do something like this and you break away from the old and you go to the new vision of the accountable you, the disciplined you, the one that feels great and is a go-getter, unstoppable, you will have this challenge. The old program has been running for a while. You might still have all that guilt and you're still lingering around in your present moment. That's okay. This is where you need to give yourself compassion, but that doesn't mean that you procrastinate on the task of visualizing the new. We change our focus and we give ourselves the patience that sometimes that old program is going to come and get us. We're going to feel the old feelings and we have to work on not reacting to those old feelings. We place our attention back to the feelings of the new possible future that we are accountable. We can do things with discipline, unwavering confidence, and feel energized, trusting, all of these things. But you must place your energy and your focus, your awareness on that version as often as you can every day. Now, initially, I've said this before, it's going to take a lot of repetition, but it is worthwhile. Once you break through a threshold where, tell you what, I'm going to clip this to my jumper, my little hoodie. Hopefully the sound's still good. We'll see. I'm going to give you an idea. Now, let's say that you're back to back. So you've got the new possible version of yourself, and then you've got the old version of yourself. They're back to back. Every time you change your focus into the new, that new version of yourself breaks away from the old version. And every time you do that, there's a magnetic force because of the habit that you formed in the past. So it's going to snap back into your awareness, and you're going to be reminded of the guilt of the past, of the problems that you had faced, and that comes back to your present moment. That's okay. We remain accountable to ourselves that we're working through it. We're giving ourselves the compassion we need to maintain the mission at hand, which is to continue to widen the gap between the old version of ourselves and the new possibility. Every time that catches you, you go, no worries, and you open the gap further again. Let's say it doubles in size, and then it snaps back and is reminding you again. That happens a lot at the beginning when you're trying to change. But if you stick at it and you don't let up, you don't let the outside world influence you, you don't let other people that are like-minded, that have struggled, influence you and drawing you back into it, you maintain your mind's mission on the vision of the future that you truly desire. The more you do that daily, the gap gets so large that the connections in your brain that form the habits of the old break apart. And because you're rehearsing the new possible future you that have all those traits and characteristics and actions and routines that you prefer, that becomes the new connection in your brain. And as soon as you solidify that through constant repetition, the old version of yourself where it would catch you and remind you and bring up all those same feelings, it loses its power because it hasn't got the unconscious connection in your brain. You will remember the past, but you will have the memory without the emotion. And this is something that I learned from Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's the master of all of this knowledge that I've applied and actually did work for me to overcome drugs, bad habits, to stay disciplined on goals. This is the same thing here. So I'd highly recommend looking at books like Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. That's a key one. So in essence, accountability starts with looking at what the current situation is. To integrate accountability, we now first need to look at ourselves. We look at ourselves and we focus on the things that are stopping us. Okay, great, no worries. I'm not going to dwell on them. I'm just becoming aware, noting them down. Cool. Now, I've created the vision that I prefer. We all have an idea of what we would rather be, how we would rather act, and the kind of life we would rather live. You can envision this on an infinite scale as long as you rehearse it and back it up with actions. Keep pushing. Now, a little example of this could be, let's use working out for example, because this seems to be the most prominent one. On your down days, let's say you've had a huge day at work and you're exhausted. Yes, there is times where you need to rest. There is times where you know maybe physical exercise is going to be something that's going to be detrimental right now, and that's questionable itself, but I'm just going to say for this example, let's say you're fully cooked, you need to go home and rest. Completely fine. But on the days where you're feeling like you just can't be bothered, you may be a little bit emotionally low on the spectrum, and you're feeling a bit negative, down on yourself, training can seem like it's the worst thing in the world in those moments. But you have the choice to still push yourself because you know it's part of a greater vision of how you want to look and feel to improve your health. So instead of choosing the easy way out of going, I'm not feeling like it today, you go and do it anyway. And as you go and do it, you realize during the session or the workout that you're starting to feel really good and you're proud of yourself for not listening to that old way of thinking of, I just can't be bothered, I'm not going to do it. And that's empowerment. That's something that's truly special when it comes to these moments. I'm just using working out as an example that you overcome the feeling that you couldn't be bothered and you went and did it anyway. And you realized after the fact that you felt way better because you overcome. It wasn't just the workout and the endorphins that it causes. That helps. But it's not just that. You beat the old version of yourself. every time you do that, that's like a little gold star. If I can chuck that on my jumper right now, that's a gold star. Every time you do that, that's a huge win. You stack those wins daily, you become so trusting of yourself that whatever you do, when you feel like, oh, here comes that old feeling, I can't be bothered, it's too hard, whatever it is, and you go and do it, you overcome that negative voice that's trying to stop you. And the more it happens, the more you do it, the more empowered you become and the more trust you have for yourself, and you take that with you. Accountability starts by working on ourselves. Why would you go into any goal when you know you've failed in the past without having looked at the things that stopped you in the past? Why did you quit in the past? These are questions that you can ask yourself. Was there certain particular routines that aren't helpful for this goal? Once you see and do that self-inquiry, you can utilize that same focus to navigate, remove the old things that don't work for you so you can focus on the version of life, of who you want to be and how you want to act, and you apply it there. Change your focus, awareness from the old, and place it straight on the new. Now, I've gone on a bit of a rant here, and you might need to watch that a couple times, but if you can understand that concept, you can overcome any problem, any addiction, anything at all. How do I know that? I have literally done it, and it is something that I take with me every day. And a way that I see the world now is I can see its beauty a bit more. When I go outside, I can pay attention. I'm more present. I trust that everything's working out. And if I come into resistance, I know that I'm way more powerful than that, because I know that any kind of resistance within myself or in the world, number one, I'm in control. I'm in control of my reaction. I'm in control of the habits that I have put in place and what I can change. That's empowering. And I want that for people, because when you have anxiety or an addiction to something and you know it's not good for you, but you continue to do these things and act these ways, when you finally pay attention to it and you're in the journey, Joe Dispenza calls it the river of change, because as soon as you jump into the river, when you decide you're no longer tolerating the old version of yourself, the party begins. That's where you're going to have to catch yourself a lot at the start, but it is worth it. Hold a bigger vision. For me, my goals demanded a version of me that was beyond all of the old addictions and negative thinking and depression. I had to let it all go. I had to get way beyond that to be my best version of myself, so that I could help people at a higher level, so that I could be my best and show up every day. So doesn't it make sense to investigate what those things are that stop us, the actions, the habits, the routines that have blocked you in the past? It makes sense to look at them, to note them down, to become aware of them, and to have a vision of the future that keeps you inspired to change them. Because you know that they're going to put up a fight. You know that the old version of you, all of its habits, all of the routines and actions and reactions, they're going to put up a fight, because it's all that you've known. It's what you've put in place. And that's okay that you've done that. Now, when you become aware of it, you can change, as I've mentioned. And that's something worthwhile. And being accountable on that level means that you can be accountable in any way, utilizing the same process. If you struggle to know something, you could learn it. Oh no, I'm struggling to learn. Keep going. Build the habit of that. You can place habit formation in any skill that you desire. And that is something special. I want that for you. And to hit episode 21 is a big thing for me, because someone once told me that most podcasts do not reach episode 21. Well, they reach and they don't go beyond it. I can't remember. And I'm going to be honest, along the way, I've had some struggles on maintaining this. But in the end, I didn't quit. And that's something that I want for you as well, is to not quit on yourself and to keep going so that you can live how you want to live and overcome any of the old programs that don't serve you, and to live by the vision of the future. So on that note, episode 21, I appreciate it if you've been watching and that you continue to follow along, and even better, that you apply these things in your life. And I would love to hear about it, because it is important to me to know that people can feel that magical feeling that I felt before of changing yourself from the old into the new vision. I will see you on episode 22. Peace out.